Sean Mullen with the head coach and general manager of the Saskatoon Blades, Bob Woods. Coach, first of all, your thoughts on how the game went for you guys last night in Regina?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good game. I thought we had opportunities on the power play, number one, to put them away early in the first period there. We had the lengthy 5-on-3, and we were only able to come out of it with one goal. But, I thought for the most part, we kept it 2-1 going into the third, had the opportunity again on the power play to go up 3-1, ended up giving up a shorthanded goal, and a little bad bounce after that, and the next thing you know, things started to unravel. But, okay game, but we just had to be a little bit better for 60 minutes.
Anything you can put your finger on in terms of the difference between home and road? I mean, we've seen that for a lot of teams. Broncos are like that, Moose Jaw's like that, and you guys are like that, where you're a team that can win just as easily as anyone else on home ice, but have a hard time finding wins away from home.
Yeah, it's tough. I think some of it's buildings. I look at the Prince Alberts and the Swift Currents. This is a tough building to play. Smaller rink, things seem a little bit on tight, and I think for young teams, sometimes they struggle with that. But, you have to, if you want to be successful at any level, you have to be able to win on the road, and it's definitely something we want to try to improve on.
Are you guys a team that does a lot of matching up? Is that a factor in that as well?
Oh, for sure. I think anytime you can get the matchups, it's a big advantage. And, I thought that was probably the difference in the games with Swift Current last weekend. We had our matchups, and we were able to kind of neutralize some of their strengths. And I thought they did a good job of kind of jumping on some of our weaknesses with the matchups in this building.
Well, talk about that. Last Saturday, they got off to a real good start in terms of generating scoring chances in the first period, but you held them off and then really turned the game in your favor, started drawing penalties, took advantage, and pulled away. What do you think you guys did there? First of all, to stem that early tide, and then to really take control of the game in the second and third?
Well, I thought Amundrud made some really highlight saves, and that's what you look for in your goaltenders. When maybe you're not right at your best, if you can get that big save to just keep you ahead of the game, then that's what you look for. And like you said, we got some opportunities on the power plays, and we're able to capitalize. And I think any night, I thought the special teams are usually the difference.
You talk about the matchups having success last Saturday. What did you guys do? What in particular do you feel like favored you in that way that allowed you to slow Swift Current down?
Well, I think we kind of neutralized Cave. He's a big part of their making their team run, and I thought we frustrated him a little bit, made him take a couple penalties, and I think when we can do that and get him off his game, that's a big advantage for us. But they have a lot of firepower too. You get Gordon back in the lineup. He's a guy that can change the game at any point in time as well. And they're a team that just comes with you with four lines, and you have to have everybody going. And when we're a type of team that can't have any passengers.
You had Amundrud in goal for that game. He played again last night and back to Ham today. Are you guys in a situation where it's really a rotation right now, and one guy has to take the ball if he's going to take it?
Well, a little bit, but again, we want to get these guys valuable experience, and there's going to be certain situations where Amundrud's going to play just because a little bit more experience at this level. But for the most part, we want to give them both ample opportunity to showcase themselves, and they're both competing for starting position next year.
Your power play has been among the best in the league all season, and Martin has certainly helped on it, but it was good before he was there. What's been the strength on the man advantage, and then what has he added since he's come over?
Well, he was definitely replaced Henry. Henry was very good on the power play, and Martin has come in and filled that void. And again, the secret to us is we just keep it simple. There's nothing fancy about our power play. We probably play similar systems to anybody else, but the thing that I preach is just not forcing things. If there's something that's not there, don't try to force the situation, and just get pucks to the net, and hopefully you can either get a tip or win the battles in front. And I think Swift Current does the same thing. I've looked at their special teams. They're very good in all aspects. And even with us on the power play, if you try to be fancy against their penalty kill, they're going to create turnovers and actually turn into scoring chances for them.
The key to their game when they're successful for the Broncos is the cycle game in the offensive zone. Looking at that, and I'm sure breaking it down and playing them as much as you have here recently, what do you think you guys need to do to break that up?
Well, keep it out of our zone. I think, big difference is you look at the two games is what was our D. Our D were in their face in the neutral zone. We didn't allow them to come into our zone with speed, and I thought we did that last night in Regina. And when we allow that, then we're going to spend time in our D zone, and it's probably not one of our strongest things. We have a lot of smaller forwards, and you know, especially with Swift Current, they've got some pretty big bodies, strong guys that are tough to play against. And when they start cycling, it's tough for some of our smaller guys, and especially our younger guys on the back end.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
That's Bob Woods, the head coach and general manager of the Saskatoon Blades. Coming up next, Broncos coach and GM Mark Lamb will join us. Our pregame show continues on the Eagle 94.1.